you can do prototype work?
A lot of our work is prototype before it goes into full production. That can be anything from a half-hour job up to a $50,000 job. It can still be a prototype, but that's what we do. We don't do mass production.
If a company wants just one cut of something before they go into mass production, you can then do that for them?
Yeah, we can do it, yeah.
So there's no minimum volume requirements?
No.
Do you work with tubing?
Yeah, well, tubing, the one we use most is probably the 50 by 50 by 1.6 Duragel square tube. We use that to make frames for enclosures, and it's light, it's strong. It's what we use the most of. We also do a lot of the round tube for exhaust systems or for anything. We keep stock of most things like that. Going back to the square tubing, we work a lot with up to 100 by 100, probably to 6 millimetre thick. We do go bigger, but not a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, we keep a big range of tube on the rack because it's always something different that's required. We have another company that does a lot of work for us where they do all the machining. They're fitter and turners by trade, and we've been working with them for over 10 years, and they supply us with parts that we buy. So anything like that, we've got a reliable contractor. We don't do powder coating, but we have a powder coater that is very good, and we're getting stuff powder coated. We probably send stuff down there 3 times a week. Very reliable, good quality. If there's ever a job we need in a hurry, we can put the pressure on them and they'll look after us. We can also get anything wet sprayed as well. So it might be a 2-pack epoxy finish.
Yep.
Just a different paint system. And we've got a reliable contractor to do that. The painting is important to the finish of the product. Some customers don't want to paint it at all. They'll do it themselves.